So I'm here at the National Centre for Earth Observation annual science meeting, and we're in a coffee break at the conference here, and I'm with Tim Jupp from the University of Exeter, who's working in the math department, producing computer simulations of the land surface. Can you tell me, Tim, why is this something you want to do?
Well, we're interested in making better predictions of what the climate does now and what the climate might do in the future. And we need to know about the land surface because the land surface is really the filter through which the atmosphere receives energy from the sun. The climate is driven by the sun's energy. This energy comes down to the land surface, and depending on what's happening on the land surface, more or less of that energy goes back into the atmosphere.
And how do satellite observations help you to understand this?
Satellite observations allow us to see almost all of the Earth's surface at once, and to keep an eye on the Earth's surface as it changes through time. As the climate changes, the distribution of plants is likely to change across the Earth's surface, and the distribution of leaves changes with the seasons. That's something we all see happening locally, and with satellites we can see what's happening all over the globe.
Great, thank you very much.
A pleasure.